In the quiet hours of dawn, where the world hovers between the whispers of night and the clarity of day, we find ourselves at the crossroads of contemplation and action. Here, in this sacred space of potential, we embark on a journey that transcends mere existence, venturing into the realm of purposeful living guided by the ancient wisdom of Stoic philosophy. As we stand on the brink of this day, let us take a moment to appreciate the profound privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to feel, and to love. With the spirit of Marcus Aurelius as our guide, and the lessons of Stoicism as our map, we prepare to journey through the day ahead with intention and grace. Marcus Aurelius, a paragon of Stoic philosophy, once penned, "Dwell on the beauty of life, watch the stars and see yourself running with them." In this contemplative spirit, let us embark on a journey through the tenets of Stoicism, intertwining the profound with the practical, to cultivate a life of virtue and equanimity. Before we explore these timeless lessons, I invite you to like and share this to aid in disseminating the wisdom of the Stoics. And if you are yet to subscribe, consider doing so and ringing the bell to ensure you never miss a lesson on this philosophic path. Your endorsement helps spread the Stoic philosophy to others in search of serenity and strength. Your pursuit of knowledge and the desire to apply these ancient principles to modern living is a beacon of hope in our ever-changing world. Lesson number one, mastery over perception. The Stoics profess that our world is sculpted by the chisel of perception. Marcus Aurelius believed that by reshaping our perception, we command our emotions, paving the way to tranquility. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Each dawn, before the day unfolds, meditate upon this axiom. Let it be the lens through which you view life's tableau, transforming the mundane to the meaningful. Our initial foray into Stoic thought begins with the power of perception. It is not the events of life that disturb us, but the views we take of them. In the quiet hours of the morning, as the world still slumbers, take this time to shape your perceptions with intention. Consider the coming day and recognize that you are the architect of your thoughts. Affirm to yourself, "Today, I will see opportunity in challenge, learning in adversity, and tranquility in tumult." Lesson number two, the pillar of rationality. Rationality is the beacon that guides a Stoic's voyage. It is the tool to differentiate the good from the indifferent, urging focus solely on what lies within our sphere of influence. As we navigate through the day, let this principle of rational judgment steer our decisions and interactions, fostering a life of reasoned action and inner harmony. Rationality is not cold or unfeeling. It is the warm light of clarity that pierces through the fog of confusion. As you sip the morning's first brew, let the awakening of your mind be a metaphor for the dawning of reason. With each thoughtful sip, ponder the decisions that lay ahead and resolve to approach them with calm deliberation and the wisdom of logic. Lesson number three, welcoming life's obstacles. Life's hurdles are not barriers but gateways to virtue. They are the forge upon which our character is tempered. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. In the quietude of morning, reflect upon the challenges ahead as opportunities for growth and step into the day, ready to convert stumbling blocks into stepping stones. To welcome an obstacle is to greet it as an old friend, one that brings gifts of growth and strength. When you step outside to meet the day, embrace the crisp air as if it were the embodiment of life's challenges. Breathe deeply and prepare to meet each situation with the steadfastness of a mountain, immovable in your resolve yet shaped by the winds of experience. Lesson number four, mortality, the ultimate muse. Aurelius often contemplated mortality, not with dread but as a catalyst for full-hearted living. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. Let each sunrise be a gentle reminder of life's precious ephemerality, urging us to live with urgency, passion, and gratitude. Contemplating our finite existence need not be a source of sorrow but a wellspring of motivation. As the dawn breaks, Let the first light remind you of life's preciousness. Dedicate a moment of silence to honor the gift of this new day, vowing to live it as if it were your last, for one day it will be. Lesson number 5. The art of self-reflection. Stoicism invites us to a daily rendezvous with self-reflection, to navigate our inner cosmos and chart a course towards self-betterment. Engage in this introspective dialogue with a journal, asking the Stoic questions that unravel the fibers of the soul, setting the stage for personal evolution and enlightenment. The art of self-reflection is a sacred dialogue with the soul. Let your journal be the canvas on which you paint your innermost thoughts, fears, and aspirations. Dedicate a page to each virtue, and at day's end reflect on how you embodied each one. This practice is not merely a recounting of the day, but a blueprint for the morrow. Lesson number 6, the Symphony of Universal Brotherhood. Within the Stoic universe, all rational beings are interconnected, composing a cosmic symphony of reason. As Aurelius advocated, act with justice and compassion, knowing that each of our actions is a note that resonates through eternity. As you walk amongst your fellows, visualize an invisible thread that connects you to each person you encounter. With every act of kindness, every gesture of understanding, and every word of encouragement, you weave a tapestry of brotherhood, strengthening the fabric of our shared humanity. Lesson number 7. Embracing the dance of fate. In the Stoic dance with destiny, we learn to welcome the music of the cosmos, however unpredictable. Accept the things to which fate binds you and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart. Begin each day with acceptance, loving the dance of life in all its forms. Dance with fate, not as a reluctant partner, but with the passion of one who hears music in the winds of chance. When the unexpected arrives, meet it with a dancer's grace, pivoting with poise and turning trials into triumphs. Lesson number 8, impermanence and virtue. Aurelius observed the fleeting nature of all things. Recognize that fame and success are but whispers on the wind, and instead, anchor yourself in the pursuit of virtue, the true and steadfast star in the Stoic sky. In the impermanence of all things, we find the constant of virtue. As the seasons change and the tides turn, let your virtues remain as steadfast as the stars. They are the legacy you leave, the path you pave, and the measure by which you will be remembered. Lesson number 9, the inner citadel. Stoicism teaches us to build an unassailable inner citadel, a sanctum of the self where peace reigns supreme, impervious to external tumult. Each morning, fortify this citadel with thoughts of strength, resilience, and autonomy. Your inner citadel is a sanctuary of strength and serenity. Each day, fortify its walls with stones of resolve, tiles of tranquility, and mortar made from the very essence of your convictions. When the world rages outside, find peace within. Lesson number 10, virtue, our sole good for a Stoic. Virtue is the only good that illuminates the path of life. Seek wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Let them be the guiding stars that navigate us through the vicissitudes of existence. In your morning meditations, contemplate these cardinal virtues, envisioning how each one will manifest in your actions and interactions. Imagine your day as a canvas, and with each brushstroke of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, you create a masterpiece of ethical beauty. This is not a quest for outward accolades, but an intimate journey towards self-actualization. Marcus Aurelius, in his timeless wisdom, held that the cultivation of virtue was not merely an act of self-edification, but the essence of a life well-lived. He implored us to act with these virtues in all aspects of life, suggesting that in doing so, we align ourselves with the very fabric of nature and the rational order of the universe. Virtue is the sun around which the Stoic universe orbits. As you chart your course through the celestial dance of life, let virtues be the constellations by which you navigate. With every decision, every action, let wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance be your guides, leading you to a life of harmony with the natural order. As we traverse our daily lives, let us carry the torch of virtue to illuminate our path. Whether facing the trials of the day or basking in moments of triumph, virtue remains our steadfast companion. It shapes our character, defines our legacy, and becomes the very measure of our worth. In this practice, we not only honor the tradition of Stoicism, but also forge a personal creed that stands resilient against time's tide. As we rise each morning, let us renew our commitment to this noble pursuit, knowing that in virtue lies the truest form of prosperity and peace. Now let us delve into the heart of Stoicism with the concept of amor fati, the love of one's fate. This profound acceptance goes beyond mere endurance. It is an active embrace, a joyous dance with whatever life may present. As the Stoics found tranquility in the embrace of life's totality, so too can we find unparalleled strength and contentment in this acceptance. As we rise with the intent to embody the Stoic way, we come to the heart of our practice. Amor fati, the love of one's fate. This profound acceptance, a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, invites us to see every moment as a gift, every challenge as a lesson, and every joy as a reward for our commitment to virtue. Embracing amor fati in daily life. With the new light of day, let us embrace our fate with open arms. As we encounter the unpredictable waves of life, let us sail forth with the wind of amor fati at our backs, using its power to propel us toward our destiny. Today and every day, make the conscious choice to love your fate. Let this choice be reflected in your actions, from the patience you show in traffic to the gratitude you express for a simple meal. With amor fati as your guide, transform the mundane into the extraordinary. The wisdom of amor fati in adversity. When faced with adversity, we often find ourselves at a crossroads. The Stoic, armed with the wisdom of amor fati, chooses the path of growth and understanding. As you navigate through trials, remind yourself that these are not obstacles on your journey, but rather part of the journey itself. In the evening's reflective silence, look back on the day's adversities and find the hidden wisdom within them. Let this wisdom be the lamp that lights your path to becoming a more resilient and compassionate being. Cultivating amor fati in relationships. In the realm of relationships, amor fati teaches us to appreciate every interaction as a part of our life's rich narrative. Cherish the people fate brings into your life, from a brief encounter with a stranger to a lifelong bond with a loved one. See each relationship as an opportunity to practice Stoic virtues, to learn about oneself and others, and to contribute to the common good. With amor fati, approach every conversation, every shared experience, and even every disagreement with a heart full of love for the shared human journey. Amor fati and the pursuit of virtue. The pursuit of virtue is an endless voyage, and amor fati is the compass that ensures we never lose our way. Let us weave the love of fate into the very fabric of our virtues. When we act with wisdom, let it be with acceptance of life's imperfections. When we embody courage, let it be with a love for the challenges that strengthen us. When we practice justice, let it be with a fondness for balance and order. And when we choose temperance, let it be with a reverence for the harmony of our inner and outer worlds. A Stoic evening, reflection on amor fati. As twilight descends and the world quiets, take a moment to reflect on the presence of amor fati in your day. How did it shape your experiences? How did it transform your reactions? In the stillness of the night, write down moments when you lived in accordance with this Stoic principle. Let these reflections be your evening meditation, a peaceful contemplation on the beauty of a life lived in harmony with fate. Amor fati and the art of living. Every brushstroke in the art of living is guided by amor fati. It is a philosophy that does not discriminate between the light and dark hues of our days, recognizing each as essential in the masterpiece of our lives. As you wake to the morning's embrace, consider how amor fati will color your actions. Whether you're faced with an unexpected challenge or a moment of spontaneous joy, respond with the same wholehearted love for what life has offered you. This is how we paint a life of profound authenticity and Stoic beauty. Amor Fati in the silence of solitude. In moments of solitude, Amor Fati becomes a silent companion that speaks volumes. It reminds us that even in stillness, life's symphony plays on. Embrace these quiet times as opportunities to listen to the whispers of fate, to understand its rhythms, and to align your inner world with its melodies. In the quiet corners of your day, whether in the early dawn or late at night, find solace in knowing that every solitary moment is a part of the grand design that you are meant to love. The joy of Amor Fati and discovery. The path of Amor Fati is lined with endless discoveries. Each new experience, whether planned or serendipitous, is a hidden treasure waiting to be uncovered. Approach each day with the curiosity of a stoic explorer, seeking out the joy in all you encounter. When you learn something new, meet someone different, or travel to an unfamiliar place, do so with the enthusiasm of one who loves their fate, knowing that each discovery adds a precious gem to the treasury of your life. Amor Fati and the flow of time. Time, the ever-flowing river, carries us through the landscapes of our existence. With Amor Fati, we learn to flow with its currents, embracing each twist and turn with grace. As you journey through your day, observe the passage of time without resistance. From the first light of dawn to the twilight's last glimmer, love each phase for its unique beauty and the opportunities it presents. This acceptance allows us to live fully in each moment, turning the passage of time into a dance with destiny. Amor Fati as a beacon in the dark. When darkness falls, either in the world or within our minds, Amor Fati shines like a beacon of hope. It guides us back to the shores of contentment and perspective. In times of sorrow or despair, remember that loving your fate does not mean being passive. It means actively seeking the light that always follows the dark, the understanding that emerges from confusion, and the peace that comes after the storm. Let Amor Fati be the lighthouse that guides you through the night, back to the break of a new and hopeful dawn. Amor Fati in the embrace of change is the only constant, and with Amor Fati, we embrace it not just with acceptance, but with affection. As the seasons transition from the bloom of spring to the quietude of winter, so too should our hearts welcome the changes in our lives. Whether it's a shift in our personal circumstances, a transformation in our work, or the evolution of our relationships, greet each change with the warmth of someone meeting an old friend. Recognize that each alteration in the fabric of your life adds depth, color, and texture to your personal narrative. Amor Fati and the celebration of success. In moments of triumph, Amor Fati encourages us not to boast but to bow in humble gratitude. Success is not a pedestal but a plateau from which we can view the journey thus far. It is a chance to reflect, to give thanks, and to love the path that has led us to this point. With every accolade or achievement, use Amor Fati to ground yourself in the reality that every success is a collective symphony of efforts, circumstances, and fate's benevolent gaze. Amor Fati, in the midst of turmoil. When turmoil swirls around us, Amor Fati is the calm eye within the storm. It teaches us to stand firm, not in defiance of the chaos, but in love and acceptance of it. In the midst of upheaval, be it personal or global, remind yourself that the churning is part of a larger order, one that we may not understand but can still embrace with trust and peace. This stoic acceptance enables us to act not out of fear, but with a clear mind and a steady heart. Amor Fati and the wisdom of rest is not an intermission from life, but an integral part of its melody. Amor Fati teaches us that to love our fate, we must also love our need for rest. See the value in a pause, a momentary lapse in the constant doing, as a time to recharge, reflect, and realign with our purpose. In your rest, find a deeper love for the journey you are on, knowing that with each cycle of activity and repose, you are being shaped into the person you are meant to become. Amor Fati is a guiding principle for the future. As we look to the horizon, Amor Fati serves as our guiding principle, our northern star in the voyage of life. It assures us that whatever the future holds, we will meet it with a loving embrace. As you plan and dream of the days to come, infuse each hope and aspiration with Amor Fati. Let it be the foundation upon which you build your ambitions and the lens through which you envision your future. Amor Fati in the realm of learning. In the realm of learning, Amor Fati is the eager student, reveling in the acquisition of knowledge. It sees every lesson as a precious gem, every mistake as a fertile ground for growth. As you encounter new information, face complex problems, or navigate the labyrinth of a new skill, do so with the love for the process itself. Learning is not a destination, but a journey adorned with endless landscapes to explore and appreciate. Amor Fati and the resilience of the human spirit. The resilience of the human spirit is fortified by the love of one's fate. In our most trying moments, when the weight of the world seems unbearable, Amor Fati is the strength that buoys us. It's the deep-rooted acknowledgement that even in suffering there is purpose and potential. It teaches us to bounce back not only to where we were, but to rise even higher, transformed and emboldened by our trials. Amor Fati in harmony with nature. Stoics often speak of living in accordance with nature. Amor Fati takes this a step further, urging us to not only live in harmony with nature, but to love the natural order of the world. From the tiniest leaf to the vastness of the ocean, every element of the natural world follows its path with a quiet dignity. Emulate this natural grace, accepting and loving the flow of life's natural rhythms. Amor Fati as an anchor in decision-making. Decisions shape our destiny, and Amor Fati is the anchor that keeps our choices steady in the currents of life. When making decisions, large or small, consider them through the lens of loving your fate. Ask yourself, does this choice align with a deep love for the path I'm on? Use Amor Fati as a criterion for your decisions, ensuring they contribute to a life you can embrace fully, with love and conviction. Amor Fati in celebrating the moment. Amor Fati is not a passive acceptance, but a vibrant celebration of the now. It finds joy in the present, delighting in the miracle of the moment. As you go about your day, find moments to pause and celebrate the mere act of being alive. Whether it's savoring a meal, enjoying a conversation, or simply taking in a view, do it with a heart full of joy for the fate that brought you to this moment. Amor Fati in the fabric of daily rituals. Our daily rituals are the threads that weave the tapestry of our lives. Let Amor Fati infuse these threads with its golden hue, turning routines into rites of passage and daily chores into acts of meditation. Whether you're preparing a morning coffee, commuting to work, or exercising, perform each action with a loving acknowledgement of its role in the grand scheme of your life. Each ritual, no matter how small, is a celebration of the life you have been given and the path you are on. Amor Fati and the richness of solitude. In solitude, we find the richest company, ourselves and our thoughts. Amor Fati teaches us to savor these solitary moments as precious opportunities for introspection and self-discovery. Cherish the quiet, for it speaks volumes. It allows us to listen to the inner voice that guides us towards self-acceptance and fosters a deep love for our journey, complete with its solitude and companionship. Amor Fati. Amidst life's transitions, life is a series of transitions, each one a doorway to the next phase of our journey. Amor Fati helps us to walk through these doorways with grace, embracing the changes as integral parts of our story. From career changes to shifts in personal relationships or the simple transition from day to night, view each as a step forward on your path and greet them with affection and the eagerness of a heart in love with its destiny. Amor Fati in the symphony of emotions. Our emotions are like music, a symphony that colors our perception of the world. Amor Fati doesn't ask us to silence this music, but to conduct it with mastery and love. Whether experiencing the high notes of joy or the low tones of sorrow, let each emotion play its part in the symphony of your life. Recognize the value of every feeling as a genuine expression of your encounter with fate. Amor Fati as a canvas for creativity. Creativity is the canvas upon which we paint our individuality, and Amor Fati is the palette of colors we choose from. It encourages us to paint with bold strokes, to embrace our creative impulses, and to see the act of creation as a collaboration with fate. Whether you're writing, painting, cooking, or innovating, let each creation be a testament to your love for the process and the unique outcome that fate has allowed you to manifest. Amor Fati and the Dance of Interaction. Our interactions are the dance steps in the ballroom of life, and Amor Fati is the music that guides our movements. It teaches us to engage with others, not with the intent to lead or follow, but to move in harmony with the rhythm of shared experience. Whether in agreement or conflict, approach every conversation and every encounter with the grace of one who appreciates the diversity and richness these interactions bring to your life's dance. Amor Fati and the Echoes of Legacy. What we leave behind in this world, our legacy is etched by how we loved our fate. With Amor Fati in your heart, every action, every word, becomes a brushstroke on the mural of your legacy. Live in such a way that your legacy becomes a testament to a life well lived and loved, a life that serves as a beacon for those who continue the journey after you. Amor Fati and the Reflection of Time. Time is the mirror reflecting our passage through life. With Amor Fati, we learn to gaze into this reflection not with longing or regret, but with a sense of peace and acceptance. As you witness the passage of time, each sunset, each changing season, do so with reverence for the role each moment has played in shaping the person you are today and will become tomorrow. Amor Fati as a compass in uncertainty. In times of uncertainty, Amor Fati becomes our compass, assuring us that no matter how uncharted the waters, we are on the right course. It allows us to sail into the unknown with courage, trusting that whatever the outcome, it is the one we were meant to find. Embrace uncertainty as you would a mystery within a story, with eagerness for the revelation it will bring. Amor Fati and the Celebration of Growth. Growth is the celebration of life's relentless pursuit of change and evolution. Amor Fati invites us to celebrate every milestone, every leap in understanding, and every expansion of our being. Recognize that with every growth spurt, you're becoming more attuned to the love of your unique fate, more aligned with the person you are destined to be. Amor Fati and the Serenity of Acceptance. True serenity stems from the deep acceptance of life's ebb and flow. With Amor Fati, we don't merely tolerate the unfolding of events, we welcome them with a peaceful heart. As you encounter life's inevitable ups and downs, allow yourself to feel serenity not from the absence of turmoil, but from your unconditional love for the life you lead, with all its imperfections and surprises. Amor Fati in the presence of nature's wonders. Nature's wonders offer a profound connection to Amor Fati, as they are expressions of the world's inherent beauty and order. Stand in awe of the towering trees, the expansive skies, the intricate patterns of a leaf, or the delicate beauty of a flower. Each element of nature is a lesson in loving the intricate design of fate, encouraging us to find beauty and purpose in the natural progression of the world around us. Amor Fati and the Pursuit of Inner Peace. Inner peace is the quiet but powerful affirmation of our love for fate. Amor Fati nurtures this peace, ensuring that it resides within us, a steady flame undisturbed by external chaos. As you go through your day, seek moments to cultivate this peace. Let it be a sanctuary where you can return, time and again, to remind yourself of the tranquility that comes from embracing life wholeheartedly. Amor Fati, as a source of inspiration. Inspiration often strikes when we are in harmony with our circumstances. Amor Fati is a wellspring of inspiration, urging us to draw upon our experiences, our emotions, and our journeys as sources for creativity and motivation. Look to your own story, the path you've traveled, the hurdles you've overcome, and the joys you've savored, and let them fuel your endeavors, whether they be artistic, professional, or personal. Amor Fati and the Fabric of Community. Our communities are tapestries, rich with the threads of individual lives and shared experiences. Amor Fati teaches us to love not only our personal fates, but the collective destiny of our communities. Engage with others, contribute to the common good, and build relationships that reflect a mutual love for the journey we are all on. In this way, Amor Fati becomes more than personal doctrine. It becomes the ethos of a community, bound by the shared acceptance and celebration of life. Let the practice of Amor Fati be like the steady pulse of the tide, a rhythm that moves you, shapes you, and brings you back to the shores of your true self. As the days pass and turn into years, may you look back on your life as a beautiful odyssey, a tale rich with the love of every fortune and trial. And in each new dawn, may you find fresh reasons to fall in love with your fate again. With Amor Fati as our guide, we are reminded that life is not a puzzle to be solved, but a mystery to be lived. It is the embrace of every aspect of our existence, the good, the challenging, the mundane, and the profound. As you continue to navigate through the complex tapestry of life, may you do so with the assurance that each thread is placed with purpose. May your heart be light, your spirit resilient, and your love for your fate unwavering. We are reminded that life is not a puzzle to be solved, but a mystery to be lived. It is the embrace of every aspect of our existence, the good, the challenging, the mundane, and the profound. As you continue to navigate through the complex tapestry of life, may you do so with the assurance that each thread is placed with purpose. Amor Fati is more than a concept, it's a way of life. It's the dance to the rhythm of the universe, the embrace of every heartbeat of existence, and the paintbrush in the art of living. May your days be lived with the vigor of one who knows that every chapter, whether bitter or sweet, is essential to the story's wholeness. In the grand tapestry of existence, Amor Fati is not merely a thread, but the loom itself, upon which the intricate patterns of our lives are woven. You are crafting a life of profound meaning and beauty. Until we meet again to continue our exploration of Stoic wisdom, may Amor Fati be more than a concept. It should be a lived reality, a testament to the strength and serenity that lies within you. In weaving these lessons into the fabric of your life, you become a living testament to the Stoic ideal, a life of purpose, grounded in the pursuit of virtue, resilient in the face of fate, and serene amidst the ever-changing cosmos. This is the path of the Stoic, a path that promises not just tranquility but a profound and enduring fulfillment. As our time together today concludes, I offer you a Stoic salute for your dedication to the pursuit of wisdom. Your presence and your commitment to growth are the very embodiment of the Stoic spirit. I thank you for walking this path with us, and I eagerly await our next convergence on this philosophical journey. May you carry the lessons learned into your life with grace and fortitude, and may you always find a reason to return, as the doors to wisdom are forever open to those who seek it. Until we meet again, may the peace of the Stoics be with you, and may your days be filled with virtue, resilience, and serene acceptance of life's grand tapestry. For those who have not yet subscribed, I invite you to do so and hit the notification bell, ensuring you never miss an opportunity to deepen your understanding and practice of Stoicism.